customer service. This is Eddie.
Oh, hello, Eddie. Or should I call you Edward?
It doesn't matter. Edward's my given name. That's fine.
Okay, how quaint. Well, I'm going to call you Edward. And Edward, last week my assistant came into your shopping establishment and bought 4 shirts for me, and I have a rather large complaint.
I'm sorry to hear that, first and foremost. What's your complaint?
Oh, well, it's good to know that you feel bad about it.
Okay.
Yes. Well, let me tell you my complaint, okay? When my assistant returned from shopping there, I tried the shirts on and I found out something that shocked me to my very core.
What happened?
Well, it turns out that one of the shirts that I put on my body was on sale.
Did you say it was on sale?
It was a sale item, marked down in price, yes, and it touched my flesh.
Well, that seems like that's a good thing. We saved you a little money. I don't understand what the problem would be.
How dare you? I do not buy anything on sale. That is for coupon clippers and beggars. I only buy clothing full price. As a matter of fact, I overpay quite often.
All right, but, you know, oftentimes we have internal markdowns that save you money.
Oh, well, I hope you're not telling people about that. Anyway, my assistant has been fired for that, and that's why I'm calling you.
You fired your assistant because she bought you a shirt that was on sale?
Yes, I did. She should have known better.
I mean, look, price aside, did you like how the shirt felt? Did you like how it looked on you?
Did I like feeling like I make the median income in the country? No, I felt like a middle-class citizen. You're funny. Absolutely not. I hated every minute of it.
Well, look, you know...
I'd like you to charge me full retail price for the shirt, please. I hope you can make this right.
Honestly, you would need to return to the location where you purchased it. And
I demand to pay more.
I'm really sorry. You know, in all my years, I have never had someone call and complain because they got a great deal on an item.
A great deal, you say? Do you have any idea what my friends and business associates would say if they knew that I tried on a shirt that was on sale? I'd be laughed out of the country club.
I don't want you to get upset. I don't fully understand what I can do to assist you.
Okay, yes, and I guess I shouldn't expect you to understand. You work all day disinfecting fitting rooms, don't you?
No.
That's not really a polite thing to say to someone who's trying to help you, sir.
Well, sometimes the truth isn't polite. I leave work and my fingers smell like money. You leave work and your fingers smell like other people's bums.
Excuse me, sir. I don't judge you. I don't expect you to judge me. That's crossing the line, you know.
That is hilarious. Tell me how much money you make.
That's none of your business, how much money I make.
Oh, I'm sorry, Edward. Did you hear that? Did you hear that, Edward?
Did I hear what?
Oh, that was the sound of change falling out of my pocket. I bet it's your yearly salary that I just dropped.
I don't have time for this. I'm gonna pass you on to my supervisor. This conversation has taken an offensive turn.
You know, I bet if you hurry, you could come over here and pick it up. Because I don't need it.
You know what? You're just like all these customers who come in here. You're so arrogant. You don't appreciate what we do. You don't appreciate the service that we provide you. And the fact that we're trying to save you some money, I cannot wrap my head around.
Saving money is for poor people.
You know, saving people money is a good thing, all right? You know, maybe I'm not in the same position as you, but I certainly understand the economy.
Okay, well, actually, you know what? You bring up a very good point, and I would like to help the economy. I would like to purchase something from your store.
Fine. You know what? I am positive that if you come down to the store, we have plenty of items that are full price that you can waste your money on.
Well, thank you, but I only have my eye on one item right now. You. I would like to purchase you.
What?
I'd like to purchase you as my new clothing accessory. I'll throw you over my shoulders and wear you as a human shawl.
You know what? You, sir, are a pretentious asshole.
Oh.
And I don't care if swearing at you cost me my job, because it's worth it. Because people like you, you just make it so much harder for everybody else.
Well, I will agree with you. This prank phone call has been completely worth it because I finally got you to swear at me. It took a while, didn't it?
What did you just say?
Oh, did I forget to tell you? This is actually Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you. Your wife, Noelle, set you up.
Wait a minute. Are you serious?
Yes. Yes, your wife told me that your job has been boring lately and she wanted me to spice things up a little bit for you.
Spice things up? I am out of my chair. I thought I was going to lose my job here. Oh, my God.
Oh, no. Look at you, concerned for your job. I haven't been worried about employment, well, I guess ever. Oh, Edward.
You know what? I know that you're joking, but I still kind of hate you.